You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's a daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Tuesday, the 24th of January 2023. Later, the Australian share market has one of its best starts to the year in decades. But first to tomorrow's CPI data, the inflation numbers, where it should confirm that inflation has indeed peaked. And it comes as businesses report some inflationary pressures have eased. That's according to NAB's business survey, which showed confidence is still low and conditions have slid for the third month in a row. For more, I spoke earlier with Alan Oster. He's the chief economist at NAB.
Well, what it's really saying is people are thinking that things are okay now, but they might not be so good in the next little while. And particularly where you see the big gap in confidence vis-a-vis conditions is retail and wholesale. And so they're basically saying, well, things are good, but we're not sure it's going to be that much or that good going forward. And you can see it also, board orders have come down a long way.
What are some of the things that businesses are actually struggling with then at the moment?
Well, look, I think they're still struggling with the higher cost of input costs. They're still worried about what's going to happen when consumers start to essentially pay off a lot more on their mortgages. And, you know, and the global economy isn't great. And so you've seen, particularly in this survey, big falls in profitability in the mining sector because of commodity prices. So, you know, there's a sort of the mixture of what you would expect to see is going to play out over the next 12 months or so.
So it's the key story that even though business conditions, they're still relatively high.
Still high. Right?
Is the story, though, the future doesn't look so good?
Yes. And what it's also saying to some extent is there's been a loss of momentum in the back end of last year. Still good, but they can see it in their forward orders. They can see capacities less extended than it was, and therefore they're less confident.
What does it mean for these businesses then? Does it mean their profitability will be impacted? And second of all, does it mean job losses?
Well, not straight away, because job losses or the labour market normally takes about 6 months after activity starts to turn down. And what the survey is saying is activity is still strong. So I would expect to see unemployment starting to edge up a little bit from about the middle of the year, certainly not straight away. And, you know, we've got something like 4% by the end of this year and 4.5% the following year. So a moderate deterioration in the labour market, but not straight away.
What about indications of where inflation is going? Because we get those numbers, the official numbers tomorrow. Do you reckon we've already seen a peak? What's business saying?
Yeah, so our numbers were basically seeing pretty big slowdowns in purchase costs, still pretty high. And we're seeing it, you know, instead of getting 3% increases in wages on a quarterly basis, or 3% increase in of prices on a quarterly basis, we're getting something like 2.5%. So tomorrow we're expecting something like 1.6% for both the trim mean, which is the underlying measure, and for the headline. So that means inflation in headline sense over the last year is like 7.6%. Not that long ago, most of us, including the Reserve Bank, were talking about a peak of 8%. And I think we've probably, during the course of this quarter, seen the peak of inflation. Stay high for a long time, but I think the peak has already probably passed.
So finally then, what does that mean for interest rates?
Well, I think the Reserve Bank is still extremely likely to increase in February. We're just going to have to wait and see. We've got them going also in March, but if the data continues to slow, then they could even go on hold in March. But at this stage, we've got February and March in rate increases, then nothing basically for the rest of the year, and maybe some cuts starting early 24.
That's Alan Oster there from NAB. Now to the Australian share market, which did close stronger. The ASX 200 up by 0.4%, 7,490. For more, I spoke earlier with Robert Telewski. He's the Managing Director at Activist Investment Advisors.
Australian share market is up a fraction, up 0.5%. It followed a strong lead from Wall Street and the strengthening and rebounding tech sector. Australian shares are up 5.7% year to date. That's one of the best starts it's had in decades. US share market, to a lesser extent, it's only up a couple of percent year to date.
So we've got the US corporate reporting season on at the moment. Overnight, US leading indicators index fell for a straight 10th month, impacting the US dollar overnight. How's the market feeling about the US right now?
Yeah, so the Q4 2022 earnings season will be a key focus for investors over the next few weeks. This reporting season hasn't started particularly well. Overall, 11% of companies have reported thus far. Expectations overall for Q4 2022 are a decline of 4.5%. That really, it's interesting as well, because it's the first time that that particular index has reported a year-on-year decline since Q3 2020. Some of the common themes that we're hearing through the corporates and when they're reporting is concerns around higher wages costs and input costs eating into their profit margins. We do expect the global economic growth to deteriorate later this year into the second half of this year. And we expect global growth to come in below 2% this year as compared to last year, which was up 3.2%. So not falling off a cliff, but not exactly that strong as what it was last year. In terms of, I guess, recession, Europe and UK, we're expecting them to be in recession for a fair chunk of this year. The US will probably experience a mild recession, while here in Australia, we might just escape that recession. But we think corporates and consumer balance sheets should be able to withstand a mild recession into this year. Unemployment rate has still stayed fairly anchored to all-time lows. Interestingly, we've heard news in roughly about 50,000 job cuts throughout US in this month. Some of the companies that sort of reported were Google, Meta, Amazon, Spotify, Twitter, and some of the US banks as well. And these cuts will probably start to move into that sort of extremely low unemployment rate at the moment. But most of these job cuts are tech based. However, jobs are quite high in demand in the US as a result. But saying that, markets, I guess, you got all this bad news, but, markets also tend to sort of really price things looking forward. So, it might be a lot of this bad news may have already been priced in the market.
Finally, I think this is the first time I'm speaking to you this year. So where do you see the opportunities for investors in 2023?
So the next couple of months, we sort of should see a good little window for equities off the back of the possibility of both the Fed and the RBA pausing on interest rate increases over the next period. We expect to see the Fed pause at something around that 5% rate. Here in Australia, the RBA probably lesser than that, something in the 3.5%. Obviously, that's a good thing for Australian mortgage holders because relative to our US counterparts, we're not paying as high as our rate. Over the next couple of months, the sectors that we think should do well in a risk-on environment, smaller companies, sectors, the emerging markets, and as obviously we see China come back online and have that sort of less restrictions around movement as well, and also corporate bonds. I mean, who would have thought sort of a couple of years back, but now looking very attractive and from a yield perspective, and rewarding investors with something in that sort of 6 to 8% yield.
Robert Tulewski there from Activist Investment Advisors.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.